My daughter's getting ready to drive, so she's ready for her first car. And all you rich parents out there that buy your 16-year-olds great first cars, you make it tough. You make it tough on somebody like me, because I can't afford this, but she sees all these, oh, look at her. She's got a brand new Mitsubishi Eclipse. Look at him, he's driving around a brand new Ford F-150. What's my first car going to be? A huge disappointment. Probably about a 2002 embarrassment. Going to be orange if you keep bitching about it. So we get her a car, she's like, this is my first car? She's like, I'd be embarrassed to take my driver's test in that car. Really? I took my driver's test in my mom and dad's 1973 avocado green Ford LTD. If you don't know what the LTD is, it's a little bit shorter than this room. That's the car you like pull up. I like the parallel parking cones, and the instructor's like, just skip it. Getting older now, and out of shape. He's like, man, it's tough to get in shape. It's not tough to get in shape. Tough to get in good shape. I mean, technically, I'm in a shape. Nobody's asking my fitness advice. You want to know how you know you're getting out of shape? When you get out of breath blowing on the food to cool it down that you're trying to eat. That's a big hint right there. I'm watching the infomercials with the guy where you buy all this stuff. I'm like, man, maybe if I would buy that apparatus and just work out on it 3 times a week for 20 minutes a day, maybe I could look like the guy in the before picture. He didn't look that bad, I didn't think. I'm like, hey, that's not bad. Got a buddy that's trying to help me get in shape. He's really into juicing. He's like, man, if you would juice vegetables and fruits, he gets so many more nutrients out of that. Yeah, like that. He said, well, I'm going to make you some. I'm like, all right. So what do you make? He's like, well, this has kale and carrots. No. Not happening. He goes, no. I'm also going to put some beets in it. Oh, good. There for a second, I thought it might taste like shit. Glad you added some of those plump, delicious beets I was craving. That's fantastic. I was driving here, and if you go on I-70 through Illinois, at a certain point, there's a prison. And right outside the prison, there's this big sign, and it reads, don't pick up hitchhikers. How about you don't let them escape? Wasn't that the first problem with that? And then you get things like, you know, how often is this happening that they have to put up a sign? How about you take the sign, block whatever tunnel everybody's running through, keeping kind of lame-ass criminals busting out of prison and just standing right outside the wall. Haven't you ever seen Shawshank Redemption? That's not how that works. Comes tunneling, knocking dirt, and leaves. Man, 8 years. I'm never coming back to this place.